So we've got sound. Yes. Ni hao wa. Yes, good morning.
大家早上好.
All right, okay. Just one second, I need to...
稍等一下.
Yeah, okay. Come on. All right. All right, yes, I... have just returned from Israel a few days ago.
我刚从以色列回来.
And I went to Israel with a group of young Chinese men and women from Sydney.
我是跟一群在 悉尼出发的年轻的中华人一起去的以色列. Yeah.
Yes, they wanted me to be tour guide and bus driver for a few days.
他们希望我可以为他们做 导游，并且做 bus 的司机.
And so, yeah, that's what I did at the beginning. We visited many. Well, I'm hoping for them. They said it was interesting. Many interesting places.
我们 拜访了很多，他们觉得非常有趣的，非常 好的地方.
Of course, we went to the Dead Sea. And there visited Qumran, the place of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah.
我们去了那个死海，也去了死海附近的 一个地方.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay. And then I had a surprise for them. I drove them up the Jordan Valley, and I showed them the house of the prophet Elisha.
Oh. 我带他们沿着那个路一直上去，然后我们造访了那个以利亚的之前的一个 一个住所。
I don't know whether you, any of you remember the story of Elisha saying that the prophet's house is too small, too many students were coming. Master, let us build the house larger. And he said, okay, we'll go down into the Jordan Valley, which was, you know, just walking distance, and we'll cut some timber, and we'll make our prophet's house bigger for the students.
Okay, 我不知道大家会不会记得这一个故事，但说那个以利亚他，他又说，我们这一个先知的学校这边实在是太小了，不够装，所以我们要沿着约旦河下去，我们要把那个扩大，把那个学校扩大，那个就是我们上一次去的那个地方。
And as one of the young prophets was cutting some timber, the head of his axe fell into the water.
当那个年轻的先知他在砍伐木头的时候，那个斧头掉到了河里面。
And the young student said, "Oh, master, master, this axe is borrowed, and I'm going to be in big trouble."
然后那个年轻的先知圣经里面的故事，年轻先知就说非常的苦恼，他说我的斧头都掉到里面去了，这个是很贵重的斧头，我现在怎么办？
And so Elisha broke off a twig, you know, that is little piece of wood, and he threw it into the water, and the axe head floated to the surface.
然后圣经里面描述先知以利亚，他只是先知以利沙吧。 先是他把那个木头砍下来之后掉到河里面去之后，斧头就上来了。Well,
this was the house that they were extending, and I showed them the house. I took them through the different rooms and explained what happened in each. It really, the first half of the house is like a modern doctor's surgery.
这就是我们当时去的那个地方，然后我们造访那个地方不同的房间，然后 doctor's surgery.
Yes.
它其实是一个医生外科的地方也在那里。
There you go into the entrance, and there is a waiting room, just like in modern times.
当你走进去里面的时候，它其实是有一个可以让你等候的地方，然后就像跟现在的地方，现在我们见到的建筑物差不多。You
sign your name on a wax tablet, and you wait to be called.
然后你坐在那边等。
And there was a consulting room where Elisha the prophet would come, and you would go in and you'd sit down and you would explain to him your problem. My wife is very sick, master, and can you pray for her? Yeah.
在那边重申一下，是以利沙，以利沙他那边有个地方，就是你走进去，然后你坐下，你可以等待咨询。进去之后，就像是以前人来到以利沙面前去把自己的问题向他陈明一样，我们现在也是一样可以这么去做在那里。
Yeah, and so the prophet would pray, and then the person would leave through another door. But there was a big pot in the corner of the consulting room, and on the pot was the word written and burnt into the into the clay. Thank you, into the clay. Yeah, Elisha.
Elisha.
Yeah,
okay. Elisha. 哇，实在太长了。然后然后进去之后他那边你坐在那边，其实他旁边有一个pot， 有一个壶。然后他们之后会把它烧着，然后上面会写着说以利沙。是这样吗？
Yeah, and so they would leave. Yeah, in there. Yeah, Okay, so they would leave some money and thanks, you know, to the prophet for his.
他们会投钱进去， yeah, yeah, 然后表示感谢。
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just a little picture into ancient and modern Israel. We went to many other places.
这是我们去以色列的这个旅程，然后现代的以色列，我们还去造访了其他的地方。
Which they didn't really expect. I showed them the place, the actual place.Where David killed Goliath.
我也为我们的我带领这一群人，我们去到了大卫击败哥利亚的那个地方。
Yes, I mean, and they were quite amazed. Wow,
他们非常的惊讶。
Yeah, because, as you know, there's a whole story to that. But I'm looking at time. I've got to, I've got to hurry.
好，我们现在进入正题。
Yeah. The task given of preaching on Job chapter 42 is very, very difficult. Sorry.
我今天要讲的约伯记四十二章其实是不太容易讲的一个话题。
There are probably three books in the Bible that are particularly difficult.
在圣经里面有三卷书是比较难讲的。
One of them is Job.
一个是约伯记。
Another is the book of the prophet Daniel.
另外是但以理。
And the third one is, of course, the last book of the Bible, that is John's Revelation.
好，最后一个就是在我们圣经的最后一卷书启示录。
And the reason for the difficulty, basically, is that in each of those books, Job, Daniel, Revelation,
在这些书为什么这么难呢？在这三卷书中。
We are taken from the earth and we are brought up into the heaven.
我们是从地上把我们的事情呈现到天上。
Yeah, and of course, the book of Job ends with the statement of Job, which wonderfully you sang about in worship this morning. Before I only heard about you, but now,I have seen you with my very own eyes.
好，在约伯记书当中，我们就像刚才歌词当中描述的陈述的就是我以前像约伯说，我以前只是风闻有你，可是现在我是亲眼见你。
Now I'm reading, in some very impacting way, Job saw God.
在一个很重要的一个方式当中，约伯亲眼见到了神。
And this experience changed the way in which Job understood God.
在这一个经历当中改变了约伯，因为他开始去明白神的心意。
Life,
生命
the right and wrong in life,
生命当中的对和错
and the war that is happening over his life in the greater reality, that is the spiritual realm.
在他生命身体以外的更大的灵里面的那些征战。
I have heard that you have already sat under 3 weeks of teaching.
我听说你们已经开始看约伯书几个星期了。
So I won't repeat. That is reading the text. Instead, I'll just give a summary.
我就不再重复那个经文的一些内容。
In the first five verses, it is a picture of Job and his life. yeah, his family, and you know, how rich and wonderful and blessed they all were.
在第一章的前五段是在描述约伯他自己在生命当中的怎么样如何丰盛他的家庭状况。
And then in Job chapter 1 verse 6, here we are brought into a scene, and we are taken up into a heavenly courtroom.
那从约伯记第一章第六节开始我们就从地上被带到了在天上正在发生什么事情。
Where God is sitting as king.
神在那里坐着为王。
And then coming to the throne of God and gathering around the throne are a number of spiritual leaders.
神的众子侍立在神的面前。
We could call them high angel, angel beings.
我们可以称呼他们为天使。
They are really actually, in Hebrew they are called Elohim.
在希伯来文当中他们 call, 他们叫 Elohim, 创造主。
That's right, Elohim, and Elohim in Hebrew means God, or
Elohim,
gods, plural, plural.
Elohim 是神的意思。
Yeah, and so this is very strange, especially to Western Christianity, who really haven't been taught, you know, any of this heavenly reality.
如果你从来没有接触过，哎，在天上其实是有发生什么事情的话，其实对你来说可能会觉得有一点点神奇。
Yeah, sort of mainly the picture is, I mean, of Western understanding. You know, of some years back, is that God is in heaven and that's it. And oh yes, there are a few angels all gathering around doing this, that, and the other. Yeah.
所以在一些西方人的的想象里面，他们就会觉得，哦，神就是在天上，他就是坐在天上的神。
But the picture of God as king, and around him is organization of rulers and. You know, each ruler having, you know, a different role to play in the function of the whole cosmos.
在神的旁边其实有是不同有不同职责的东西的职务的人，然后他们都在做着不一样的职务职责。
Yeah, and now the picture even gets stranger, more strange.
那这个画面呢，就变得更加的神奇了，更加的奇怪了。
Yeah. Among all these rulers that sit around the throne of God, the King, there comes a person, and in Hebrew, his name is Satan.
好，在神的众子当中就走来了一位仁兄，他的名字叫撒旦。
Yeah, actually, this person, this being, Satan, in Hebrew goes through many, many different names, depending on what he's doing, you know, and what people's attitude toward him is, whatever. But here he is called Satan.
好，撒旦其实在希伯来当中有不同的名字根据他所做的不同的那些坏事情，其实他有不同的名字。可是，在这一边，在经文当中，他的名字是撒旦。
Yeah, and he's also called accuser.
他也称为一个控告者。
In the book of Jude, I don't know what that is called in Mandarin, but in the New Testament book of Jude, he is described. Yeah,
he's described.
Described, yeah.
在犹大书当中呢，有描述撒旦的经文。
Yeah, yeah. He is described as standing before the throne of God, and pointing to people upon the earth, and instructing God that as they pray, you God can't listen to them because look what they have done, look what they have said.
在犹大书当中描述的撒旦，他其实是这样一个人。当人们向神去祷告的时候，其实他就在那边对神讲说：“你不可以祝福他，因为他做错了事情。”他是这样子的一个。
Okay, so this is the accuser, but probably in modern terms, a better word to describe this heavenly being is a prosecutor.
如果我们用比较现代的词来描述撒旦的话，他就是一个控告者。
Yeah. When you go into a modern court here in Australia, and you are going to stand against a particular traffic fine that you have been given to say, look, I was innocent. I wasn't guilty of this fine.
如果有一些在 法庭上的经历，如果这个人他站在法官面前，他被控告说他在交通上面有犯错了，他可能说哦，我没有，我没有这样做过。
Standing before you will be someone representing the government.
在那个人面前呢，会有从代表政府的一些人。
And this person representing the government will be.You know, standing against you saying, you are guilty of this thing for which you're being fined.
这个代表政府人可能会站在你面前说，你是有错的，你是有罪的，因为你犯错了，你在交通上面你有犯错了。
And of course, that government person is called a prosecutor.
那个代表政府的人也是一个控告的人。
Okay, what I've got here is that Satan is standing before the throne of God, and he is, he demands that the people that he has visited throughout the earth, who are wrongdoers, they need to be judged according to God's own law.
好，我们再回到经文，那边就描述说，撒旦在神的面前跟神讲说，凡是有做错过、犯过罪的人，他们都要接受审判。
Okay, the prosecutor called Satan comes in before God, or comes in and takes his place. God, the Lord God, notices him, and the Lord God says, "Well, whether in where have you been, or where you come from?" Yeah.
当撒旦来到神面前向他说话的时候，神就对他说：“撒旦，你在这边来回走动，在做什么
？”Yeah, and Satan answers God, "Well, I've been roaming around the earth, to and fro, going here and there, etc." And then God said, "Okay, in all your roaming around, did you notice this one man called Job?"
撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”然后耶和华神就问撒旦说：“你曾用心观看我的仆人约伯吗？”
Okay, and of course, God then describes him. He is a righteous man. You know, he is just, and he fears me, and he shuns evil, and all of that. Okay.
接下来，神也描述约伯是一个行为完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
Yes, but Satan, the prosecutor, true to what he is, began.Not only to accuse Job, but astonishingly, Satan began to accuse God.
但撒旦他就是一个控告者，毫不奇怪的，他除了控告约伯之外，他其实更要想要控告的是神。
Now, this is really the whole point of the book. And this is why I'm going into this introduction, which you've probably heard already, but nevertheless, it's rather important. Yeah.
我上面所描述到的，其实约伯记当中一个重要的方面，它其实在描述这样子的一个事情。
Now, this is just a picture that I'm giving you to illustrate the point I'm trying to make, and that is, imagine in heaven there's a giant chessboard.
我只是透过刚才的描述，让我们开始去想象，其实在天堂上面，他现在好像就正在下着一盘棋子。
God, of course, is playing with the white pieces. Satan, of course, is playing with the black pieces.
神是那个用白色棋子的人，然后撒旦就是他的对手，黑色棋子那个人。
And on the board, there is a pawn. I don't know what it's called in Mandarin, but you know, a pawn.
在那个棋盘上面有一颗棋子。
yeah, yeah. And that's all Job is. He's just a pawn.
约伯其实就只是撒旦手中的一颗棋子。
The point of the game is...
那个棋子的作用是什么呢
?That Satan is wanting to checkmate God, the King of Heaven.
撒旦想要用这颗棋子去打败神。
And that's the prize that Satan is after.
这是撒旦想要得到的奖赏，他想要打败神。
Until the coming of the Lord Jesus, this is indeed what he consistently was determined to do.
在耶稣来到之前，这是撒旦一直想要做的事情。
Anyway, Satan threw a challenge against God and said,Ah, you know, what you're saying to me is, Yeah, rubbish, rubbish, that'll do.
Satan 想要跟神讲说，哦，你跟我讲的其实都是没有用的，都是垃圾。
Oh, Job is so good. Why? It's because of all the blessings you've given him, of all the prosperity you've given him, etc. Take away all those blessings. Take away all that prosperity. And then let us see how righteous this Job is going to be.
撒旦的神说，当然，约伯当然喜欢你，当然要敬拜你啊，因为你这么的保守他，你试试看把他的那个祝福从他身上挪走，他还会再这样对你，敬拜你吗？
So the point of Satan is that he was accusing God of being unfair. He was accusing God of being unjust in his rulership of the world.
撒旦他的点是什么？他想要控告神，你是不公平的，你是不公平的神。
Satan was saying that Job only served God for what Job can get from God.
他想要说，约伯敬拜你只是因为他从你身上得到了很多。
So again, Job challenged God, take away all the blessings, and Job will cease to be a righteous man. Indeed, Job will curse you to your face.
撒旦想要挑战神说，你就从约伯身上把他的祝福拿走，约伯就会来当面弃掉你。
Well, essentially, the accusation of Satan against Job was no different to Satan's accusation that he spoke at the beginning of time to Adam and Eve.
撒旦在这边在约伯记当中所做的，其实跟我们之前在创世纪当中所看到他在伊甸园里面对亚当和夏娃做的那个是一样的。
This was in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面。
Genesis 3.
创世纪第三章。
Now, I don't know whether you've sat on any teaching about this, but Jewish teaching is that the Garden of Eden, was at the foot of a mountain.
好，不知道我们有没有被这样子教导过，但在犹太人的教导里面呢，伊甸园是在一个山的脚下。
And this mountain was a giant tabernacle of the presence of God.
这个山呢，是一个神非常大的一个会幕。
And indeed, Adam and Eve would go and meet God on the mountain, you know, day by day.
亚当和夏娃每一天都会去到那个大的会幕里面去遇见神。
All right. And Adam was a king and a priest on this mountain.
亚当他是这一个山上的是王，他在那边做王，他也是一个祭司。
And he, as a priest and also as a king, he was to keep this mountain, which was the temple of God, free from any contamination, from any pollution, in the spiritual realm.
因为他作为那个山的王，他作为那个神的会幕的祭司，他就有责任去保持这个会幕，神的殿是不受污染的。
But Adam didn't do his job.
但是亚当并没有很好的做好他的工作。
And he allowed an encroacher, one to come in, a spiritual being.
他允许一个属灵的东西进来了。
That is called in Hebrew Nahash.
在希伯来文 Naha.
well, I mean, it's translated usually as snake, but it's more than a snake. It's a spiritual being.
一般来说，我们会用蛇来翻译那个东西是什么？ Yeah, 但其实呢，它不只是一条蛇，它是一个属灵的东西。
Yeah, sorry, I've got to be careful. I've got to stick to my text, otherwise I won't get through it in time.
有一点跑掉了， yeah, yeah, yeah. 我现在回来我的稿件当中。
Okay. Anyway, the Nahash says, or the, Satan says, has God really said?
圣经当中所描述蛇对亚当说，亚当夏娃说，神真的有这么说吗？
God is not telling you the whole situation.
神并没有告诉你真实的东西。
Don't you know that when you eat the fruit of this special tree,
你难道不知道当你吃了分辨善恶树上的果子的时候，
you will enter into the knowledge of good and evil.
你会得到神的知识吗？你会分辨善恶吗？
Come on, Eve, go ahead and make this journey from life into death.
夏娃，吃吧，吃吧，吃吧，吃了之后，你可以去经历一个从生命到死亡的这样子一个旅程。
I, the Nahash, I have made that journey.
我蛇，我已经把这个旅程为你准备好了。
Death is good.
死亡是好的。
And you ought to experience it.
你要经历这个死亡。
It will give you power, to decide for yourself what is good and what is bad.
这个旅程会让你有一个权利去自己去控制什么是好的，什么是不好的。
So go into death, Eve.
跳进去。
And
夏娃跳进去。
You will be like a god.
你可以跟神一样。
Can't you see that God is holding out on you?
你难道不知道神正在向你保留这一点东西吗？
Don't listen to him.
不要相信他。
Listen to me.
相信我，相信我。
Well, there's another example in Scripture of Satan using a similar strategy on another man later in history.
在圣经当中还有另外一个例子，是神如何撒旦如何用他的这个诡计去诱惑另外一个人。
In the Gospel of Matthew and also in the Gospel of Luke, a story is told.
在马太福音和路加福音当中有这样子的一个描述。
The story is that after Yeshua, that is Jesus, Yeshua, was baptized in the River Jordan, he went into a desert place.
在圣经当中描述说，耶稣在受洗之后，他进入了旷野四十天。
This is a special place in Jewish understanding to deal with the Day of Atonement and, The place was filled with demons and so on, but don't worry about it. But anyway, okay.
在希伯来书当中，经文当中描述的那地方，对犹太人来说是一个非常特别的一个地方。
Anyway, there in the desert place, Jesus encounters Satan.
在旷野当中，耶稣正面面对了撒旦。
I mean, it was no surprise to Jesus because that's why he went there to meet with this Satan.
一点都不惊讶，耶稣就是要去到那个地方，他要面对撒旦。
Oh, Satan says to Jesus.
Oh, 撒旦说。
You've come to this earth to claim this earth back from me.
Oh, 你来到世上是要从我的手上把世界拿回去吗？
Oh, well, you don't have to go to all the trouble to conquer the world, by your own efforts.
哦，你可以的，并且你可以不需要经过任何的痛苦，可以做到。
Look, I will give you the world.
我可以给你。
The world has been given to me.
这个世界是我的。
And I can give the rulership of the world to anyone I please.
我可以给世界上任何一个人，他们想要管理的话，我可以给他们这样子的权利。
Just bow down once.
你想要怎么做到？你只要来敬拜我。
And worship me.
你敬拜我，撒旦，你就可以做到了。
And the whole world will be yours.
这世界就属于你的了。
Well, we know.
但是。
Okay, here in the book of Job, Satan is following the same kind of strategy.
我们可以看到，在约伯记当中，其实撒旦还是一样用这样子的诡计，同样的手段。
He is saying to God that
他想要对神说
people only worship you for what they can get out of you.
人们去敬拜你只是因为他们想从你身上得到一些什么东西嘛。
And you, God, are playing along with that.
你神就正在跟他们玩这个游戏。
Take away all the blessings, from the people and the world, and they'll all stop worshiping you.
如果你从世人身上把他们的祝福全都拿走，他们绝对不会来敬拜你。
I, Satan, I am the God of self.
我撒旦是自我的神，是我自己的神。
I live for self.
我自己为自己而活。
Self first.
我自己为优先。
Self next.
接下来还是我自己。
And self last.
无论如何还是我。
I am the God who gives power for self.
我自己给我自己权利。
I teach how to kill for self.
我教导别人怎么去为了自己去杀害别人。
Steal for self.
我教导别人如何为了自己去偷东西。
Lie for self.
说谎。
Nothing else matters more than self.
没有任何的东西比我自己要更重要。
Nations will go to war for self.
国家会为了自己的利益去打仗。
Businesses will work for self.
事业单位也会为了自己的利益去工作。
And people will spend their whole life in the pursuit of self.
人们花他们一生去追求什么？追求自己。
This is what I, Satan, have taught the world to do.
我撒旦是这样子去教世界的人的。
Worship self.
敬拜你自己吧。
The idol of self that I have made stands in the middle of the world.
我自己就是我自己的偶像。
And the world worships it and follows me.
这个世界因为他们认同，他们就跟随我的这个教导。
Well, God is being forced to accept Satan's challenge.
神被激动，就开始接受了。
In order to protect the integrity of all those who live righteously.
好，神被激动，神被撒旦激动，但是他为了维护义人他们的尊严，他决定接受这个挑战。
So God said in answer to Satan, Job is a righteous man.
神回答撒旦说，约伯是一个完全正直，约伯是个义人。
A righteous person lives for right.
一个义人，他们会为了品格行为的纯正而活。
And when everyone establishes the right, everyone is blessed.
如果一个人他品格足够纯正，他必定蒙福。
This is how Job thinks and lives.
这是约伯他的思想，他也是如此而活的。
So Satan, go ahead and take away. His blessings, but Job will still worship me.
神非常相信，非常坚定地对撒旦说：“你就去试试看约伯他，就算他没有这样子的保守，他还是一样会敬拜我。”
But as you've heard in the last 3 weeks, Satan proceeded to strip Job of everything that Job had, all of Job's property, including his sons and daughters.
在过去三个礼拜的教导当中，你们可能已经知道了。然后撒旦他真的就去了，他去攻击约伯，他把他的子女全都使他们死亡，然后也把他的财产全都拿掉了。
And of course, sometimes we read on Christian websites the following.
有些时候我们在一些基督教的网站，我们会读到以下的东西。
Present day pastors, missionaries.
在现代的社会当中，我们也会看到很多的牧师、传道人。
Members of Christian communities.
基督徒们。
Yeah. Have had to experience their sons and daughters being killed.
像这样子的人，他们有些时候也会经历他们的子女被别人杀害了。
Some in road accidents.
像有一些他们也会遇到交通意外。
Some murdered by terrorists.
会被恐怖分子杀死。
Like the ISIS.
Like ISIS.
Some invaded by house robbers and gangs on the street.
他们也有些的他们也会遇到有强盗进门里面去抢劫。
Some people, non-Christians, even some Christians, ask, "Where is God in all of this?"
就让我们不敬，不管是基督徒或者非基督徒，我们就开始去问神你在哪里。
Now, in the very face of this chaos which Satan, the evil prosecutor, unleashed upon Job's life, Job remained a worshipper of God.
但是我们从约伯记当中可以看到，就算约伯面对这样子生活当中的大混乱，他依然还是选择去敬拜神。
Yeah. Satan lost the first challenge.
撒旦在第一回合当中失败了。
But quickly, the next test that Satan placed before God was that Satan be given permission to attack Job's body.
但在第二回合当中，撒旦再次的激动神，他现在可以做什么？他可以去让他约伯身体生病。
It becomes very personal, doesn't it, when our body is attacked in a violent way.
当约伯身体被攻击的时候，他就会变成一个跟他自己很有关的一个伤害。
But God answered, "Go ahead, but do not touch Job's life."
神被激动，就说你可以去试试看，但一定要保存他的性命。
And God added, "Job will be faithful, and he will continue to worship me."
神依然非常相信约伯这一个人，他依然会非常有信心，他依然会去敬拜神。
And of course, we all have heard the following thing I'm about to say, and that is, my wife went to the doctor, and he told her she has breast cancer.
有些时候我们在现实的生活中也会听到这样子的故事。有个人说，我的妻子，她去医院那边，她会被告诉说她有癌症。
My little boy, my baby boy, has a tumor on the brain.
我的小孩他有脑瘤。
My eyesight is failing.
我的眼睛开始看不见了。
The optometrist said my eyes have a macular disease, and I only have eyesight left for another few months. After that, I will be blind.
医生说可能我还有几个月可以看到，之后我就可能看不到了。
Beethoven, the brilliant composer, needed hearing for composing music.
贝多芬他需要听力去来作曲。
He went deaf.
可是他却聋了。
And his hearing was taken from him.
他没有了听力。
Why?
为什么？
So, in our story of Job, Satan's mess descends upon Job's life and body.
在我们所看到的约伯记当中，撒旦把这样子的一个非常不好、一个大的混乱降临到了约伯的身上。
Now, the important thing is that Job was not told about the challenge that Satan was placing before God. Yeah.
但是约伯他其实这是一个重点。约伯他其实并没有被告知在天上正发生着神跟撒旦的这样子的一个对话。
So God could not warn Job of Satan's plans to devastate Job's life and body.
神没有办法去提醒约伯说，约伯你很快就要面临着这样子的挑战。
Because Job then would accuse God of specially protecting him again.From the realities of life.
因为如果这样子去做的话，约伯可能会跟神讲说，为什么你不保护我？
But even though Satan's mess descended upon Job and he was covered in sores from head to foot, Job remained a faithful worshipper of God.
但是我们从经文中看到，就算约伯他经历了这么多的苦痛，身上长满了毒疮，他依然是一个相信神的人。
Yeah, the story you know, but.All around us today, we see Satan's mess.
这是我们在经文当中看到的描述，但是在我们现实世界当中，我们也看到很多撒旦的诡计，他的扰乱。
I mean, it's clearly evident around us.
非常的明显，我们在世界上随处可看到。
Brokenness of human life.
生命的破碎。
Relationships.
关系的破碎。
Brokenness in the function of society.
社会功能的破坏
，like same-sex marriage，
同性婚姻
，brokenness in business，
是事务的
，and it's painfully obvious that much of government is also broken，
也非常明显的，我们的政府也是败很多败坏
，and in a mess，
是在一个混乱当中
，so now as Christians，
在作为基督徒。
We pray, we work, and we struggle to see God's intervention into this world of mess.
作为基督徒，我们是用祷告，我们用征战，我们希望神介入到这一些事情当中。
And we struggle as we struggle against the mess. We pray and we plead for God to do something.
我们用祷告去求神在这些混乱当中去实行去做工作，奇妙的工作。
Please God, use your almighty power and break through into this mess.
我们祷告说，神啊，请你用你的大能进入到这些混乱当中。
And put human existence back into order. God, do something.
帮助我们可以把事情恢复到你原来所创造的模式。神啊，求你来大大工作。
Job has lost everything and he is covered with sores.
约伯他失去了所有的东西，而且他身上长了毒。
But Job still refuses to judge God.
约伯却始终拒绝去控告神。
But even so, he cries out, "I am innocent."
但是呢，他却会向神大大的呼喊说，我是无辜的。
I have lived my life according to God's high order.
我人的一生，我所做每件事情是按照神的心意、神的旨意去做的。
I am righteous.
我是一个义人。
Job's friends say that only wicked people deserve this kind of trouble.
但是约伯的朋友却说，只有恶人才会经历这样子的被破坏。
Sinners receive this disaster and this sorrow.
只有罪人才会接受这样子的灾难跟伤害。
If you are really innocent, all this judgment of God would not happen to you.
他朋友说，如果你真的是一个义人，这些都是不会发生在你身上的。
But Job stubbornly said.I will worship God no matter what.
但是约伯却对他朋友说，无论如何，我依然还要做一个敬拜者，我要敬拜神。
There was a man who lived much later in history than Job.
在约伯之后，很多年之后，有一个人。
This man also cried out, cried out against the injustice of Satan's evil war.
这个人也是跟约伯一样，像是撒旦他的这些错误的这些攻击，他向神呼喊。
He preached and he taught and he acted against Satan's war against our lives. Yeah.
他因着撒旦的这些攻击，他他有他付出了行动，他在那边呼喊。
This man went into an olive orchard to pray.
这一个人他去到了一个橄榄园去祷告。
The name of the olive orchard was called Gethsemane.
这个橄榄园的名字是克西马尼。
The word Gethsemane means a place of the crushing of olives.
克西马尼的意思就是那个榨橄榄的地方。
This man Jesus, yes, Yesu, like Job, was innocent.
他的名字叫做耶稣，他跟约伯一样，他是一个纯正的人，他是一个无辜的人。
He was righteous, and he lived according to God's highest order.
他是一个义人，他所做的一切都是按照神的旨意去做的。
But a monstrous injustice was about to descend upon him.
但是不公平、不公正却将要临到他的身上。
He was to be killed following false accusations.
他将要被控告然后被杀害。
And after he was killed, he was to be dragged down into the depths of hell.
在被杀害之后，他将要被扯到阴间，要三天。
This man Jesus had done nothing to deserve such a fate.
耶稣没有做任何的事情要被控告、要被杀害的，没有做任何这样子的事情。
Yesu prayed to God for strength to carry him through this ghastly journey.He was to take to hell and back again.
耶稣大大的向神祷告，求神赐给他力量，可以帮助他去度过这样子可怕的在地狱当中的三天。
And just as Job's body was covered in horrible boils from head to foot,
就像约伯他的身体也是长满了毒疮，经历了很大的疼痛。
Jesus also will be covered with all the filth of the world.
耶稣也是要像约伯一样经历很多身体上的伤害。
Of all the ages of time,
在这些过程当中
，Of all the people that have ever lived,
在所有的众人当中
，Covered with Satan's mess,
他承受了撒旦的搅扰跟破坏。
To be covered in Satan's mess was pollution in the extreme.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. To be covered in Satan's mess was pollution, to be defiled in the extreme. That is, yeah, totally defiled, better.
Totally defiled.
Defiled, meaning to become corrupted so that God could not come near. Unholy, if you like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The mess made him unholy, yeah.
这样子一个混乱是想要让耶稣变得不圣洁，不再圣洁。
Yes, sorry, I've just added that sentence to it here, but and the reason is Jesus in spirit's agony cried out in prayer.
耶稣在灵里面向神呼喊说
，Father, I don't want to be cut off from you.
我不想要离开你，神父神，我不想要离开你。
You and I have been together for all eternity.
你与我从来都是在一起的。
I've never experienced being separated from you.
我从来没有经历过从你身上被夺走。
I don't want to be separated to enter into Satan's hell and to be covered with Satan's horrible filth.
我不想要从你身上被夺走，不想要进入撒旦所创造的那个阴间。
So Yesu cried out.
耶稣大大的呼求，大大的祷告。
In my heart, I cannot do this. I cannot do this.
在耶稣的心中，他知道他真的很难要做这样子，去承受这些事情。
But finally, Yesu said, "But Father, not what I will."
但是耶稣最后却对神说，神并不是按照我的旨意。
Your plan must be done.
你的旨意必须要被成全。
I will go. I will go to death, and I will go to hell as it has been planned.
我愿意去走这一趟旅程，我愿意被打入阴间。
But Father,
但是神父神
，When I am in hell,
当我在阴间的时候
，And I'm totally cut off from you,
当我完全被离弃的时候
，Father, I trust you,
父神，我依然还是很相信你。
That you will rescue me.
你会拯救我。
The trust and the obedience and total surrender of this man, Yesu.
耶稣他的对父神的信任，他对父神的顺服。
Was the plan God was using to trap Satan?
是其实是父神是神的一个计划。
Satan wanted Jesus to be destroyed.
撒旦想要耶稣被攻击被毁坏。
And together with Jesus, Satan wanted the destruction of us all.
随着耶稣的被毁坏，我们人也被毁坏了。
But through Jesus' obedience,
但是透过耶稣的顺服
God's higher justice.
耶稣被高举
will be worked.
公义会被高举
A higher law will be established.
一个神的最高准则会被建立起来
And Satan, the prosecutor,
撒旦这个控告者
was about to be prosecuted.
就会被控告了
Before we speak any further of Jesus, we must go back to Job.
在我们更多的讲论到耶稣之前，我们一定要回来到约伯记当中。
As the discussion between Job and his friends unfolded,
当约伯跟他的朋友他们的对话被展开
that Job had sinned or his children had sinned,
can you repeat? Sorry.
That Job had sinned or his children had sinned.
当约伯Job has sinned.
Yeah.
当约伯犯了错
But Job protests, I live to obey God, even with the look of my eyes and the thoughts in my head. But why has this evil come upon me?
约伯在那边说，我是一个行为纯正的人，我是一个行为纯正人，但是为什么这些事情会发生在我的身上？
Job cried out.
约伯大声的呼喊，
God, please answer me.
神啊，你回答我，你回答我。
Well, the point is, I have to make, I've got to cut this now short. Well, the thing is, Job's cry to God, asking for an answer.
约伯向神求问一个答案。
God did answer.
神回答他了。
Not in Job's lifetime.
但是呢，不是在约伯的生命当中。
Many, many years later.
在很多年以后。
Job's answer came.From God.
约伯所需要的那个答案出现了。
And his answer appeared among us.
那个答案就在我们的当中。
His name is Jesus.
那答案就是耶稣。
Yes. Jesus has come to prosecute Satan.
耶稣来到这世界上是为了要控告撒旦。
Yeah. And Jesus has come to rescue us out of Satan's ghastly world of brokenness.
耶稣想要来拯救我们从撒旦的那个可怕的世界当中要来拯救我们。
Yeah, Jesus' physical death was horrible.
耶稣他肉体上的死亡是非常可怕的。
But the death of Jesus in the spiritual realm was much, much more so.
但他在灵里面所经历的死亡却是更加更加的可怕。
Jesus entered into the deep spiritual darkness of Satan's hell.
耶稣进入了撒旦的深深的阴间里面。
But after 3 days in hell,
但是三天之后
God commanded Jesus to rise up.
神使耶稣从死里复活。
And Jesus rose with the keys of death and hell in his hands.
耶稣从死里复活之后，他就掌权了，他掌权了生命。
Jesus rose as Lord and King over sin, sickness, sorrow, and death.
耶稣现在是所有罪恶、所有疾病，他的作王，他掌权一切，他的能力超越这一切。
Yeah, sorry, my time is just about expired. I've got to cut a lot short.
我会快一点讲。
But yeah, this is the reality that we are gathered in right now.
这是我们聚集在这一边的原因。
That is, we are gathered in the presence of this one, who has conquered sin, sickness, death, and hell.
我们聚集在这边是因为我们知道有一位王耶稣，他已经战胜了死亡，战胜了罪恶。
But as we have sung this morning, really wonderfully,
像我们今天早上所唱的非常美好的歌词。
Like Job, We must see him with our very own eyes.
像约伯一样，我们必须亲眼见到神，我们必须亲眼见他。
Yeah, and it's not necessary that you'll see Jesus with your physical eyes.
但是这个亲眼见他，其实不单单只是用肉眼见他，并不是只是这个意思。
Although that may happen.
那但是虽然那个可能会发生。
He may appear to you in a vision. He may appear to you in a dream.
耶稣也有可能是会在你前面亲自的展现他自己。
But every single day of your life from this moment on.
但是呢，在你生命当中每一分每一秒的生命当中，
Jesus will appear to you to your spirit.
耶稣会在灵里面向你显现。
And with the eyes of your spirit, you'll see him.
从你灵里面的眼睛，你要亲眼看到他。
And seeing the glory of the Lord.
要看到从你灵里面眼睛要看到神的荣耀。
His glory,
神是荣耀的神，
will begin to shine within you.
他会向你展现显现他的荣耀。
Sorry, I had a number of texts chosen, but maybe what if I could just read a text from from 2 Corinthians very, very quickly, and that is when someone turns to the Lord. Corinthians 3. Corinthians 3, verse 16.
Just give me one second.
Yeah, that's all right, that's right. Corinthians 3, 2 Corinthians, my pardon. 2 Corinthians 3, yeah, 3:16. When someone turns to the Lord, the veil, that is the veil, covering our eyes, not physical eyes, but the eyes of the Spirit, the veil is taken away.
好，哥林多后书三章十一节说，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，哪里就得以自由。
That's an amazing thing. But anyway, so all of us have had the veil removed.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，
and can see and reflect the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子里反照。
And the Lord who is the Spirit.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Right. Makes us more and more like him.
使荣上加荣。
As we are changed into his glorious image.
变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Okay, fine. I have expired my time.
我的时间，我今天的讲道时间到了。
If I can just read the next.
我可不可以接下来给我一点时间？ Yeah, 我想要继续的说一点点。
Folks, honestly, the magnitude of Jesus' salvation of you.Is difficult to describe. It is so wonderful.
耶稣对我们的救恩是多么的美好。
Yeah, in Ephesians chapter 2,
在以弗所书第二章，
it is said that we who were once in the world of darkness and sin,
在以弗所书第二章那边写着说，
Yeah, my pardon. This is Ephesians chapter 2. Sorry.
在以弗所书第二章第五节说，当我们在死在过犯中的时候，
That's right. Yes, yes.
并叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Okay, inside, once we were dead.
在我们里面，如果我们死了。
But he's come. And as Jesus was resurrected from the dead, now inside of us, we too are resurrected from this death of not knowing or not seeing or not understanding him.
透过耶稣的复活，我们在里面也活过来了。我们活过来的生命是没有罪恶的，是无罪的。
He wants us to experience this resurrection.
耶稣想要我们也经历这样子的复活。
From darkness, from not knowing, from not living the life that Jesus himself has.
耶稣想我们经历这样子，从一个黑暗当中、无知当中的生命过来，得到救恩。他想我们经历这样子的生命。
And bringing us alive, bringing us alive.
让我们得着生命。
Yeah. He then raises us up with Christ and seats us with him in the heavenly realms.
如经文所说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Thank you. I want to link this to the book of Job.
我想要从约伯记当中跳出来。
At the beginning of the book of Job, there comes God the King and he sits on his throne.
在约伯记当中一开始写着说，神坐在那一边。
And high angelic beings from around the cosmos come and gather around the throne.
神的众子来到神的面前。
Yes. And God is to have, a meeting. That'll do, yeah.
神在那里有一个像会议一样的东西。
Very quickly, do you understand that it's to that level that the Lord God is raising you right now? That you will be lifted into the heavenly realms to be gathered around God the King, and the Lord Jesus, you know, your Savior, your Redeemer.
你明白吗？当我们与耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上的时候，就好像约伯记一开始描述的，我们就是那神的众子一员。我们来到人神的面前，我们侍立在神的面前。
Okay, yeah, one sentence. He calls us. He calls us to follow him.
他呼召我们去跟随他。耶稣呼召我们跟随他。
Into a kingdom that he has prepared for us.
进入一个他为我们预备的国。
There is no Satan's mess in this kingdom.
在耶稣所建造的国里面，撒旦的诡计是不能被成就的。
Okay, and there with Jesus.
在那里，我们与耶稣一起。
We join Jesus.
我们加入耶稣的队伍当中。
To prosecute the prosecutor.
我们去控告撒旦这个曾经的控告者。
Well, that's a whole teaching in itself. Yeah, but we are called now to participate. In establishing God's justice in this world.
我们被呼召要去建立把神的他的法则他的律例我们要在我们的生命当中被建造起来。
Jesus wants to place his healing fingers upon your eyes.
耶稣想要把他的手放在我们的眼上面。
The eyes of your spirit.
他想要把手放在我们灵里面的眼睛上面。
And for you to hear him say to you,
他想要你清楚地听到耶稣对你说
Child, according to your faith,
孩子，根据你的信心
Your blindness be gone,
你的眼睛被蒙蔽，将要被挪除
Your spiritual sight be restored,
你灵里面的视野会被恢复
Open your eyes.
张开你的眼睛
And see and behold your God.
看见你的神
Your God stands before you.
神就在你的面前
To welcome you back.
神在那里欢迎你回家
Into his Eden home.
神在那边欢迎你回来他所创造的伊甸园当中
As his daughter and as his son.
成为他的儿女
For your life has finally come and is restored.
你的生命就会和他同，成为他的计划当中的一部分。
Amen.
Amen.